Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Tuesday edition of Football 24-7 as we prep now for Eagles training camp, day number 13, as we roll right through the offseason. All right, we are wrapping this thing up, man. We're getting right in there. Second game coming up on Saturday, two joint practices later this week with the Cleveland Browns. And big news yesterday on Eagles star left guard, Landon Dickerson, all right, who's going to have a minor surgery. And the optimistic point of view would be that he could be back for week one of the 2025 season. That still feels a little optimistic to me. But listen, it's a lot better than the alternative. When we all watched that video, there was many who speculated Achilles or something was torn or whatever the case may be, and your mind always drifts to, you know, the worst case scenario possible. And Landon's in better shape than we anticipated. It's a meniscus injury, so no MCL, no ACL, no LCL, no ACL, whatever they are, whatever all those CLs are. I'm not a doctor, but the meniscus is what was hurt. And the presumption, as Dr. Chow put it yesterday on the National Football Show, for those who missed that interview, very well worth listening. Talked about A.J. Brown's hamstrings, talked about N'Kobe Dean's patellar tendon, talked about Landon Dickerson, the extent of the injury. But, you know, the minor surgery, it's presumed that you go in and you basically trim the meniscus and you don't have to repair. It's not like a full repair. It's not a full tear. So that's what's going on. And hopefully Landon is back for week number one. That would be an awesome thing for this team. That would be an awesome thing for this offense. So obviously he's a player that you don't want to lose. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not going to, you know, go out and say there's a guarantee he's going to be back for week one, but it's very optimistic that he's going through a procedure, that the best case scenario that exists with the said procedure is he could be back week one. Doesn't mean he's going to be, but it's a lot better than the alternative of you go through a procedure that N'Kobe Dean went through and there's zero chance you hit the field for 9 months. So we're in good shape with Landon Dickerson. They're hitting the practice field today, practice number 13. I believe Wednesday and Thursday are the two joint practices, or is it Thursday? No, it's Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday will be the walkthrough. Saturday at 1 p.m. this weekend is the preseason game with the Cleveland Browns. I don't know what's going on with that team. They got like five quarterbacks they're trying to figure out. I don't know who the heck they're going to play. Is it Dylan Gabriel? I think he's hurt. Shedeur Sanders, Joe Flacco, Kenny Flickett. I mean, what are they going to do? So we got plenty of stuff to talk about. We're going to get Johnny Mack up in a couple of minutes. He'll probably join us around. Normally it's 8:15, but it might be around 8:20 today as he's a little bit tied up. Michael Clay, the Eagles special teams coordinator, is set to speak this morning before practice, and practice will be at 10 a.m. So day number 13 of practice. A lot of the storylines continue to develop. Last time the team was on the field was the open practice on Sunday night. And, you know, you're hearing a lot of good about the defense. I will say that. It almost feels like every practice, you know, the first couple words out of John's mouth are, good day for the defense, you know, and I feel like that happens a lot across a lot of training camps where the defense always, you know, always is a little bit further along than the offenses, especially considering we got Vic Fangio, Clint Hurt, you know, Jeremiah Washburn, Christian Parker, Bobby King, all the Eagles defensive coaches All right. All the Eagles defensive coaches are back, you know, so I think that helps a lot with, you might have some moving parts and players, but everything systematically, structurally, you know, and from a schematic standpoint, will all stay the same. So good stuff on the defensive side of the ball. Definitely some questions there. You know, definitely some questions still remain there. You know, you look at that corner spot. What's Ringo? Will Ringo win this job? Like, I'm waiting for him to seize the job. He just doesn't seem to do it. Ja'Corian Bennett is now getting reps with the first team. He got a couple reps with the first team on Sunday night. So maybe he's somebody to watch. And I think Adoree Jackson, while he did get the first team rep first on Sunday, I think he's going to fall into the abyss a little bit. I just don't think that that's the right player for Vic Fangio. So we'll see how it all shakes out. That's obviously a big one. Sidney Brown seems to be kind of taking that job a little bit. Makuba missed a lot of time, and that's obviously going to delay a rookie player. So we'll talk about all that some more. Let's go to Johnny Mack, John McMullen, who's set to join me right now here on Football 24/7 as we prep for day number 13 of training camp. Joined now by Johnny Mack, John McMullen. J-Mac, how you doing on this Tuesday morning, brother?
Doing well. Lucky day 13 for the Eagles, if you consider what could have happened with Landon Dickerson. So best case scenario, chance he'll be back for week one. Even if he's not, it should be early in the season. And obviously, when you weigh what could have been if it were a fully torn meniscus, could have been a potentially season-ending injury. So the most positive news it possibly could have been, I would say, for Landon.
Yeah, no doubt about it, John. I didn't talk to you about it last night after the news broke, but we had Dr. Chow on, John, on the afternoon show, who was excellent, kind of shed some light on what that might mean, a minor surgery like that, why it's still not a guarantee he's back for week one, but why also overall it is a very positive thing as compared to what the alternatives were. So good news, John, on Landon Dickerson. And as you point out, rightfully so, if not week one, it'll be at some point, I would think, early in the season. So great, you know, basically as good a news as you could get when you see a player like that go down.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's, you know, likely, and I'm sure Dr. Chow said, likely a trim.
Yep.
I love the term minor surgery, because one player told me years ago, the only thing minor is when it's not happening to you.
Yeah, right.
Everything is somewhat major, but compared to what it could have been, and I don't, you know, Dr. Chow could probably, you know, break it down better than me. Not probably, definitely, but I do, you know, it's one of those things where lately, if you look around the rest of the league, a lot of meniscus injuries, they generally recommend the full repair for long term. The trim is a short term fix.
Right.
And if, you know, if it were a skill position player, probably a different route they go. So that factors into it as well. And then Landon's history, I mean, the dude plays through everything. So, but it is a short term fix, and, you know, hopefully you can get through the season.
Yeah, John. Any concern long term about that? I mean, maybe after the year he has the full surgery. I don't know, but any concern about that? You obviously just mentioned Landon's history. He plays through a lot, but he's also been through a lot. He's had two ACLs done. I mean, a litany of injuries in his career in the lower body. It's really the only reason the guy wasn't a first round draft pick was because of the two ACLs he tore in his college. One at Bama, one at Florida State University. So. Any concern about that, John, long term? I know you're probably speculating here, but would the expectation be he might do a bigger surgery when the season ends? Like, how do you view it from that perspective?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case. By long term, I mean, you know, later in life, it's probably going to affect him pretty considerably. I you know, if he doesn't get it fully repaired, but. You know, a lot of things factor into his history. He had knee surgery in the off season. We don't know exactly what for, but that one he was dealing with, and he had to miss the second half of the NFC Championship game and played through it in the Super Bowl, but clearly he wasn't healthy. He had off season surgery on his knee. So, yeah, he has a long history of knee problems. He's 6'6". That factors into it. He's 340 pounds. That factors into it. The wear and tear that creates on your lower body. But, yeah, I mean, that's, as you mentioned, that's the reason he wasn't a first-round pick. He was clearly a first-round talent. And he tore his ACL late in his last season at Alabama. People may remember.
Yep.
He hurt it in the SEC championship game. And he took the final snap in the national championship yep. game as sort of, you know, a tip of the cap to what was an All-American season. And they let him go out there. That's how quick. And I remember he was doing backflips. You know, ACLs are, I say all the time, you feel pretty good because I've had an ACL surgery as well. You feel pretty good, you know, like 3 months out, but it's not healed. And that's the problem. It's got to heal. But long term, yeah, he's had a lot of knee problems. I always, one of the things that bothers me about the safety dogma around the NFL, nobody thinks about quality of life. All they think about is head injuries, which I get, but come on, if you're going to be worried about people's safety, you got to be worried about everything, not just head injuries.
No.
And this is a brutal and violent sport and a lot of injuries. And, but, you know, that's a testament to guys like Landon Dickerson who, you know, and again, I don't know if it's a full tear. Probably not. They probably wouldn't have recommended that if it was. So, but, you know, you have to have a certain type of guy who wants to play through it. And Landon's obviously going to lead that list more times than not.
Yeah. Definitely think about the quality of life later for him, John. I hear stories like that all the time. I mean, even just the afternoon show with Dan Cilio, you know, he talks about it and he didn't play as long as others. He brings on guests all the time who talk about, you know, that's what you just said. The quality of life later is absolutely brutal. You know, you can't sleep. You get up in the middle of the night. You're on pain meds your whole life, all those different things. So I hope it all works out. That's obviously kind of comes with the territory of football. John, day number 13 here. Let's move into practice today. Michael Clay set to speak. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the last practice before the Browns come to town for two joint practices on Wednesday and Thursday. So day 13 coming up, John, Michael Clay this morning.
Yeah, the Browns will be here tomorrow, so I expect this to be a lighter practice, obviously, with them coming in, and those are going to be two high-intensity practices.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you work or study in the professional beauty industry? Get ready to be part of the most exciting industry event in Ohio, Premier Columbus, returning September 14th and 15th. Choose from next-level educational classes and connect with top professional brands in hair, barber, nails, and skincare, plus exclusive deals on products and tools. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, you won't want to miss Premier Columbus this year. Registration is open. Professional passes only $80 and students $60. Prices increase September 14th, so don't wait. Purchase your ticket and learn more at premiershows.com.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year, Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
So a little bit to prepare, get ready for another team, not game planning. I don't want to, you know, get people down that route, but, you know, just prepare a little bit and get your bodies ready for what should be a pretty competitive atmosphere. When you see a different color, these are the dog days of August in training camp, and you get tired and monotonous. You know, AJ Dillon was talking about that. You know, it gets it's like Groundhog Day sometimes. Same thing every day. So to get an infusion of a new team is generally a pickup for everybody.
Right. Yeah, good stuff. John, what do you look for when you're at a joint practice? You often say, John, you often use the two most important days of the summer. When you say that, elaborate on that, John, for the people.
Well, they're the two. They're, you know, sometimes they have two different joint practices. They've done that in the past, and it can expand to a number of days. But because it's more important to get tested by somebody else. You know, Brandon Graham and Lane Johnson used to talk about it all the time. They both have been around so long. They've seen everything each other can do. Just, you know, there's nothing new. And they all know the tricks. And they're very smart players. And so you need that kind of different look to really gauge where you're at. And as I said, with NFL teams, whatever you think of Cleveland, whatever you think of other teams you may think are bad, everybody's got really good players. So it's a good time to test your abilities and against a different opponent. And it's just obviously even more so from the standpoint of the Eagles, who, you know, value the joint practices more for the first and second team than they are for going to be the preseason game on Saturday. So, you know, this is where the Jalen Hurtses and the Saquon Barkleys of the world are going to get all their work in this week.
Also, how about, you know, guys like Kelee Ringo? I kind of wish we had a team with a little bit more of a stable quarterback position right now so that they could test Kelee Ringo and those guys in practice. But they still got guys who can throw the ball. So that's interesting, too, you know, from that perspective, John. You got guys battling, obviously, all through training camp. And, you know, you get reps in preseason, but they're limited, and there's only so many of them, and you don't know what type of caliber talent you're going up against. So from that perspective, too, I would assume you learn a lot about the battles, the position battles on the defense and on the team.
Yeah, it is. I think you're going to see a lot of positive about the Eagles' defense coming out because Cleveland does have so many quarterback issues, and Joe Flacco's likely going to be the starter. Who knows how to play, obviously. but, you know, at his age, he's somewhat limited. And, you know, who knows if Kenny Pickett's going to practice and he's back. So, you know, they put out their depth chart, and still I think there was a lot of hype on Shedeur Sanders. You're going to hear a lot of Shedeur Sanders talk that's going to drive me insane. He's still their four-string quarterback from their own perception. But obviously, you know, he'll get a lot of time in the preseason game. But the practices should be mostly Joe Flacco. And if Kenny can go, and I haven't checked today, I'll check at some point. A lot of Kenny Pickett, or, you know, then Dylan Gabriel, if not, or Shedeur might mix in a little bit for what's going on in Cleveland. And you're right. I mean, it'd be nice to have a little bit of a different environment from that standpoint and be tested a little bit more. You mentioned Kelee, though. I mean, he's going to play in the preseason game. So it's not just the practices with him. He's got to get reps, and that competition, and Ja'Quarian Bennett is getting thrown into it. And Adoree Jackson, all those guys will have to play again in the preseason game.
John, is it really kind of shaping up a lot more now with the cornerback spot maybe being the one left that still could be anybody come week one? I mean, I look at safety, I'm thinking it's going to be Sidney Brown. I'm looking at the linebacker spot, I'm thinking it's going to be Bond and Trotter. I'm looking at, obviously, the replacement for Milton is going to be Ajomo and Davis, a combination of the two. I'm looking at the edge spot based on preseason game number one. That's going to be Jalix Hunt. You know, right guard, that's going to be Tyler Steen. Now, I guess left guard's, you know, a big question, but it's kind of the last position battle, John, that's still up in the air. Would you agree?
Not necessarily. As you mentioned, we have to see, you know, this will be our first chance to see how the Eagles handle the short term at left guard, which, you know, I do think they're not going to make drastic moves and, you know, flip Tyler Steen to left guard as long as it remains a short-term timetable. But Kenyon Green's also out for the preseason. So he's not going to be involved. And then you have Brett.
He's probably getting cut, right? I mean, he's not now. He's out for the preseason. I saw that Schefter tweet.
I think they might stash him on injured reserve at the cutdown because they don't want to. But, you know, I don't think he's going to be part of the plan. But I they might stash him on it. Just remember, you can stash two guys on the injured reserve now. New rule that they started last year, and they're not out for the season at the cutdown. So I think they might hide them that way, and just in case they need them down the road. But, you know, it's hard to imagine Brett Toth getting it. So maybe Trevor Keegan is back involved. He's been cross-training a lot at center. Maybe, hey, Jeff Stoutland might pull the trigger on one of those big-bodied young guys. We always talk about how he likes big bodies inside. And maybe this is an opportunity for Miles Hinton or Cam Williams or Holland Pierce if he thinks one of them can project a guard. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that. That's probably the most interesting part of this practice, to see what the short term. My assumption is Toth will get the majority of first team reps, but we'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah, no, I agree with that for sure. But, you know, of those battles for sure that we talked coming in, John, I mean, obviously left guard is now a battle, but, you know, it's not – we all know who the left guard is on this football team. You know, from the battles coming in, it does feel like that Ringo and Adoree and now Jacorian, they're really fighting for that last – for that spot. I mean, I don't know, unless you think Sidney Brown could maybe get jumped over, or just kind of those spots that – We came into the offseason knowing that there was going to be a battle. Feels like that corner spot's the last one with a lot of question marks.
Well, you know, I still think, you know, anytime the end game is pretty clear, there's always an opportunity to get to that sooner rather than later. So I wouldn't completely shut the door on Jihad. I wouldn't completely shut the door on Makuba, because that's where they ultimately want to go.
Right.
And if they stay healthy and they start picking it up, and Jihad did at the Lincoln Financial Field practice, and they continue to play well in the preseason games, they could still make some inroads. Because again, that's where they want to go. So right. It's a funny thing. Even if it's human nature, if you got the GPS already programmed, you tend to arrive at the destination eventually.
Right. So, even if they're marginally worse, maybe to start the year, but they're not, you know, good enough in order, you know, for the sake of getting to the end goal, maybe they go with that player.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't, you know, declare, and Nick's very careful to do that, obviously, because A, he doesn't have to, but B, part of it is true. Still only August 12th or whatever, you know, and he had 23 days till the opener. So a lot can happen in that time, more injuries, et cetera, et cetera. You know, what if Sidney Brown gets banged up and misses six practices? Well, maybe Drew Makuba's right back in it. So that type of thing.
Yep, good stuff there, Johnny Mac. John, day number 13 today. I think it's week four, if we're counting it by weeks. We're starting up week four here. You know, you mentioned kind of the dog day. What's today like, you know, when you prep for the Browns to come in to two joint practices this week with the preseason game on the end of it? I think you get most of your work, or your most of it valuable work, in the two joint practices. But what's the approach from the team? How does that change in the practice setting?
Yeah, I think it's just a sharpening type thing. Again, I don't expect a high intensity.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The practice today. Just would think you want to get the guys. Remember, they had an off day yesterday, so you want to get them back in, focus, prepare them for what you want to get accomplished against Cleveland, and, you know, get some field work done as well. So this is probably going to be one of the more laid-back practices of the summer, I would say. But we'll see how it shakes out. I can't imagine, like I said, they would go heavy understanding what's coming the next 2 days.
Yeah, it makes sense. Johnny Mac, Michael Clay set to speak this morning before practice. We actually have some special teams questions, Johnny Mac. What's on your mind going into the Michael Clay presser? On my mind, John, is my new guy, Darius Cooper. I want to know if he's an option, or if they see something in him where they could use him on special teams, because I want Darius Cooper to make the football team. What are you thinking about on Michael Clay coming into that presser this morning?
Yeah, that's certainly going to be one of the questions, because they let him have the first team kickoff return reps. And they also let him practice as a gunner on punt coverage. So clearly they're trying to see if he can translate to special teams as well. And if he does, there's a good chance he's going to make this football team. Again, though, you know, for rookies, especially undrafted rookies, you can't rest on your laurels. There's two more preseason games. There's two joint practices, and all the practices in between. You know, if he lets up even a little bit, he's back on the outside looking in. So he's got to finish. Right now he's making the team, but he's got to finish. If all of a sudden he starts to perform a little bit negatively, that could change pretty quickly.
Yep. Darius, if you're listening, keep grinding, brother. Hopefully you can continue to carve out a spot for yourself on this football team. John, would you agree with this statement, though? Their use of Darius Cooper in special teams would insinuate that they are intrigued by his first preseason game and what he's done in camp so far, and have moved the needle on whether at least their thought process on keeping him around. I think coming into camp, you're probably going to expect to keep Darius Cooper, but based on what he's done, based on the moves that they've made, and based on putting him out there for special teams, they're at least more intrigued by the player. Can you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I asked Nick about that before the practice at the link. He admitted, guys, he was getting first team reps, second team and first team reps, because he earned them, as Nick said. So, yeah, I mean, they're already on record as being intrigued, and he's been performing. And as Nick said, he earned those reps. So, I mean, he's making the football team right now. But you got to finish.
Got to finish for Darius Cooper, who's had a good camp this far. John, is he a three-year deal, John, when you sign an undrafted free agent like that? How does that work? Is he here for 3 years, assuming they keep him around?
Yeah, it's a three-year deal. You saw it with Reed Blankenship. Do you intend to buy out that third year with an extension, try to keep him under? But, yeah, they're under team control for a long time, so you don't have to worry about undrafted guys.
So if you envision a life, John, after Jahan Dotson, even just into the future for Howie Roseman, who obviously has to have an eye on the now and an eye on the future, and that's what makes GMs, good GMs, Don't you think that, that Cooper could be viewed as a, you know, a future wide receiver three? I mean, Dotson's only here, I would think, max one more year. He's got one more year in his deal. I don't expect them to give him a contract extension or a new deal. So, you know, even if it forces you to make some different back-end roster moves this year, wouldn't it be valuable in some regard to keep him around if you feel like he has wide receiver three potential?
Well, that, you know, that I don't think that factors in as much as, you know, everybody's under team control for a long period of time. Whether you're a draft choice or an undrafted rookie, you're actually under team control for a longer time if you're drafted. So, I don't think that part of it factors into it. You know, he's there's a long way before you start thinking about wide receiver three with Darius Cooper. Now he's wide receiver six. So he's, you know, if he makes the team, he's got a long way to climb. And you don't know what's going to happen in the offseason. They might draft a higher level receiver after losing somebody like Jahan Dotson.
So, right.
I would say there's a lot of steps, and that's not currently in how he's thinking, other than, you know, it's a nice find and he's doing a nice job, and in the immediacy he could help this football team in some regard, more likely on special teams early than receiver.
Yep, that makes sense. Johnny Mac, final couple thoughts here today. Michael Clay, probably, presumably, you know, subtle or somewhat softer practice today. They got two big joint practices tomorrow and Thursday with the Browns, so that'll be good. We'll be live tonight for Birds 365 from 6 to 8 p.m. Johnny Mac, your final thoughts going into day number 13 of training camp here.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think the most interesting part today will be the indication of how they'll handle left guard without Landon Dickerson for the short term. But, you know, it's important because he might not be back show or even week two. So you want to get somebody ready. If they have to play September 4th against the Cowboys. So I think the most interesting part is how they will go about that and how they will start about that process. And we'll get at least the first indications. Now, again, Kenyon Green is hurt as well, so he can't be involved. And, you know, they might move parts. They might not move parts. So that part will be interesting.
Yep. Johnny Mac, good stuff, brother. We'll catch you after practice tonight for a nightcap edition of Birds 365. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks, J-Mac. There's Johnny Mac, John McMullen, joining us right here on Football 24-7 to kick off the day today. Day number 13 of training camp practice for the Eagles. Heading out to the field, they'll have two joint practices tomorrow one tomorrow, one Thursday with the Cleveland Browns coming to town. Who will be the quarterback for the Browns? I think Dylan Gabriel's hurt. I think Kenny Pickett was back. They got Shador. I don't know if Flacco is practicing right now. So, I don't know. They got a lot of quarterbacks over there. Who knows what they're going to do? But good stuff. Good stuff overall. I see my boy Ryan saying the same thing. Ryan, good stuff. Good stuff, Ryan. We'll see how it all shakes out. All right. Good stuff, Ryan. We'll see how it all shakes out. So, very optimistic post-Landon Dickerson news yesterday. I still got questions and concerns on that cornerback two spot. All right, not my favorite. Cannot say it's my favorite spot. You got three guys battling. Nobody's taking a lead in that battle, and that's what you don't want to see. All right, that's what you don't want to see when you have a battle like this. It's best case scenario when somebody kind of jumps ahead or somebody comes out and seizes the moment. All right, seizes the moment. So, we'll see what ends up happening there. But safety, I feel like it's going to be Sydney. I think John added some good context of you can't write it off yet. But as it's trending right now, it's Sydney Brown. You know, you go to the right guard, it's certainly trending Tyler Steen. And I was, I liked what I saw from him in the preseason game. All right. I liked what I saw from him in the preseason game. So that was good. And then linebacker, probably Trotter, but John brings up a good point where the long term might get in the way of that if Campbell looks good enough. Maybe Campbell gets on the football field to start the year. what Campbell and Bond this year would be. If Campbell's good enough, or not good enough, if he's ready enough to play and you got him and Bond out there, boy, that's going to give Vic Fangio a lot of optionality on what to do. So there's still plenty of stuff to talk about here. I unfortunately have a very busy morning, so I have something going on this morning because of No Birds 365. I had to get something on the schedule, get something done, so I can't stay long with you guys this morning. I'll take a couple chats from the great people. Blaze checks in. What's up, Blaze? He says, yo, Z, this is Sua. So Sua Blaze has become Blaze. Are you Blazed, Sua? Thanks for being here, brother. Member for 11 months. You know, I appreciate you. He says, took a little break, and now we're back, baby. Landon News is great. Good to have you back, Sua. A lot of people checking in. A lot of people coming back, returning to the channel, all right, which is always good to see. Trenton checks in. I'm not worried about safety, but corner two is a huge issue. Adoree Jackson got cut by the 3-14 Giants. I know, man. He's not going to win it. I do not think he's going to win it. Carmine checking in. What's up, Carmine? Why can't DeJean play CB2 and try one of these stiffs out in the slot? I don't know, Carmine. It's a good question. I've been asking the same thing. If DeJean is good, fuck, man, put him on the outside. But we'll see. Denise Wills checks in. What's up, Denise? Good to see you in here. Thank you for the comment. And you've been giving a lot of good comments on the channel, Denise. Thank you for the comments you've given on the channel. We appreciate it. All right? We appreciate it. Why did who leave? Blaze is my real name. That's a dope name. I have a second or third cousin named Blaze. It's not spelled the same way as you. It's B-L-A-I-S-E. All right? But still, cool name. I like Suo, too, though. Suo's just rolls off. Cilio said he had a shaved knee and played that week. Yeah, I'm worried. I mean, Cilio does shed some good light, man. On this shit is tough, man, for these players later on, man. This stuff is going to be tough. So, football is a game. They're obviously well compensated. They obviously know what they're signing up for. I'm not going to sit here and make like a soliloquy about feeling bad, but it's just like, you know, you do sacrifice your body. You know, Landon Dickerson will have a loaded bank account. But when he's 40 and 50 years old, he'll be taking pain meds every day, most likely. And that's a lot of football players. So, obviously, you feel for him. Obviously, you know, from that perspective, I always say the athletes are people who play games for a living. The people are important. The games are not. All right? Games come and go. People are, matter to me. That's my take. It doesn't have to be your take, but that's certainly my take. So, I always think about the player element of it, the person element of it, and – you know, you think about that long term, man. Couple already knees that he's had in college. The weight that he has on his legs. Now an injury that is said to have potential long term ramifications. He's probably getting, double knee replacements. I don't know. Right when he's done, maybe. Right when he's done his career. So, you hope it all. You hope everything pans out for them, and I think it will. It's not something that I'm not trying to harp on it. I'm just something to think about for sure. Afredo checking in. What's up, Afredo? Xander, well, for me, I'm not celebrating. We don't even know the severity yet. That is still to be determined. Afredo, we kind of have an idea of it from the sense of, if it's an option to go through the trim surgery, which it sounds like it clearly is, then it's not as bad as it could be from an MRI. You know, if it was fully torn, he's not coming out and saying, hey, he could be back week one. It's just not. You're not saying that. So, again, I'm not a doctor. In fact, I'm like the fucking opposite person to listen to when it comes to doctors. But we'll see, Afredo. It's definitely better news than you're leading on. Angelo checks in. Microphyactic surgery helps rebuild the cartilage. That's what will help happen at the end of his career. There you go, Angelo. I'm not sure if you're a doctor, but thank you for adding that. I'm not sure if you're right either, so... Hopefully you're right. All right. I'm reading it on the show. Hopefully you're right. Who knows? HKP says, Dr. Z, welcome to the waiting room, everybody. I will get to you soon. All right. I would make a terrible doctor. One, I hate authority. Two, I hated school. That's it. I wouldn't have made a good doctor. All right. I wouldn't have made a good doctor. I always knew I needed to be. And this business fits me perfectly. All right. I can donate my knees for a cool million. Nice. Yeah, Twiz, you got to up that number though, man. Million doesn't go far in today's day and age. Million used to be damn good. Now it's like fucking million seems like it's nothing nowadays. You know? Please, that cartilage is effed up. SMH, so sad, but it is what it is. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, look, it's the price they pay. They're obviously compensated for it. And Keith, I still think about it. You know what I mean? Like, money is dope, but like, money is not everything in life, you know? And a lot of people think that it is. And a lot of fans, I think, who view the game are like, oh, they're paid a lot of money. It's not everything. You know, there's a lot more to life than that. Secunda hates authority, loves police. She's a complicated man, see? Well, Secunda, it's because I'm smart enough to know that a world without any cops in it is not going to be a pretty world, my friend. It will not be a pretty world. All right? Dabney, you've been fucking... Dabney, how many more weeks are you going to cry, Dabney? Holy shit, dude. This dude, Dabney, I love you, Dabney, because you're here every day. But man, the amount of tears that come down your face is remarkable. It's remarkable. Holy moly. Curmudgeon Tim in the building. Kimberly, don't do that to me. You're gonna go Jeff Kerr on me early? Don't fight the urge, Kimberly. I work with these injuries all day long. It's hard to think a guy that young will not be able to walk by the time he's 40. I think he'll be able to walk, Kimberly, but he's going to be in some pain. He's going to be in some pain for sure. All right. Drew says, Xander, Landon is the tone setter on that O-line. No doubt. He no doubt is, man. No doubt is. Secunda, you're a funny guy. Secunda, I've never disagreed with somebody more than Secunda, but, you know, I think that there's a beauty in that in life. Do you guys really want to go through life and only meet people that think exactly like you and have the same beliefs as you and have, you know, view life through the same lens? I think we could use more of that maybe in today's day and age. You know, somebody that doesn't see things the same way as you is not always an enemy. It's all good. We got more in common than you think. All right. Secunda, the thing I love about you, every time I bring up a Secunda comment, the chat goes in all sorts of directions. We're in politics, we're authority, we're police, we're capitalism, we're we're the world, the wars around the world. It's like, oh my goodness, Secunda. But you know I love you, buddy. You know I love you. All right. Drew says, that's why I was so doom and gloom. I saved you from your doom and gloom, Drew. The O-line is the heart and soul of Eagles football, and they lost a ventricle. Look at this. All right. Look at this. Drew, I saved you from your doom and gloom yesterday. Okay? Big Dom should run the dirty air. That would clean a lot of things up, dirty air. All right? Denise says, people with different viewpoints enrich you more than people. Exactly. I agree. 100%, Denise. Thanks for being here. Fly, Eagles, fly. My girl, Fly, Eagles, fly says, gun to your head. God forbid. Yeah, geez. God forbid. I'll say that again. Who starts week one as CB2? Is he on the team? Gun to my head. I'm probably going to Keely Ringo. Gun to my head. You had to say gun to my head. You had to say it. You had to say it, so now I got to be honest. All right? Gun to my head, it's still Keely Ringo. All right? Unless you think Ja'Corian Bennett is coming out here, all right? Angela says, you need to listen to other people's points of view. I listen to them all day. I got John on one hand, Cilio on the other, and the rest of the knuckleheads in the chat. I listen to a lot of freaking other opinions, all right? Oh, my goodness. Bang. Yeah. Gun to my head, dirty air says, boom, Z is gone. Oh, man. Gary, that is fucked up, dude. That is fucked up. Keely starting left bench. That is funny. That is funny. Holy mackerel. Ray, what's up, Ray? I saw a lot of other fan bases rejoicing us losing our right guard. Kind of cringe. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You know, I got a comment last night, by the way. I was obviously on Masilio yesterday. I always join him. Every single day, but I got a comment yesterday. It's like, oh, Cilio wanted Landon to be out for the year. I'm like, all right, you might not like Cilio. You might not like his football takes. You might dislike what he thinks of Jalen or the team or the way he criticizes the team or the way he sees the game. But what a fucking ridiculous comment. He has always said for 5 years since he's been on this network, you don't wish injury on any player. You got to analyze where the team is, though. You know? It's like, I thought that comment was ridiculous. I had to shred him in the comments after the fact. So, Keeley out there giving third team confidence by giving up plays. Yeah, Brandon, he's not certainly. B-How, are you B-How, who do you think's going to win it? Who do you think's going to get the job? You think it's Ringo? You think it's Adoree? You think it's Adoree? Rich has Bennett. Rich also says, hey, did you see the Cowboys doc coming out the 18th? Looks good, but unfortunately it's about the girls. It does look good, actually. I'll probably watch it just because, you know, I want to be, you know, like to get knowledgeable about the game and the way it used to be. Rich, the other thing you can say is, like, you learn a little things from it, and then you can take what you learned. You can jump into Mark Holmes' chat, and you can fucking rip into Cowboys fans for saying, you haven't been good since this time. You haven't done this since this guy. Your coach hasn't done this since this. Jerry Jones hasn't done this since this. You can use it. You can use it to go back at the Cowboys fans. I'm sure not many of you will watch it, but I'd probably watch it. I've been saying Coop at safety or outside, and everybody erupts at me. Marina says Adoree will start at CB2. Boy, he doesn't look good, Marina. I do not like it. I am not. I thought I was going to like Adoree Jackson a lot more than I do. All right, everybody. Jacorian, I got to run. I got some things I got to do here. Jacorian for CB2, it would be unfair to Quinion not to put a good player. I don't know if we have a great player, though. I don't know if Jacorian's him. But all right, everybody, I got to run. I got some things to do. I just got to text that I need to get on with it. So thank you for being here this morning. Hit that like button. We'll be live a full show tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. The National Football Show, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern today. Appreciate you being here. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.